This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress.
8% se jyada ki growth rate hamari pragati ki nayi gati ka pratibimb hai. ये सिर्फ नंबर नहीं है, ये स्ट्रॉन्ग मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक सिग्नल है. ये संदेश है कि भारत आज ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी का ग्रोथ ड्राइवर बन रहा है. और हमारे ये आंकड़े तब है जब ग्लोबल ग्रोथ 3% के आसपास है.
Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. The Prime Minister noted that trust between the people and government has now strengthened. He said that earlier the system was skeptical of its own people, but now the citizen-centric approach has streamlined governance. India and the United States have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and renewed their commitment to strengthening multilateral cooperation in the field of countering terrorism, including in the UN, Quad, and the Financial Action Task Force, FATF. The two countries held the 21st meeting of the India-USA Joint Working Group, JWG, on Counter-Terrorism, CT, and the 7th Designations Dialogue on December 3rd. The two sides called for additional designations of ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliates, and Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed and their proxy groups, supporters, sponsors, financiers and backers under the UN 1267 sanctions regime, ensuring their members face a global asset freeze, travel ban and arms embargo. The government has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all cancelled or disrupted flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. The directive has been issued following a large number of flight cancellations by IndiGo, causing disruption and inconvenience to passengers across the country. To ensure seamless grievance redressal for passengers, the government has asked IndiGo to set up dedicated support and refund facilitation cells. These units will proactively reach out to affected travellers and process refunds and alternative travel arrangements without the need for repeated follow-ups. The automatic refund system has also been instructed to remain active till operations remain completely stable. In Goa, at least 23 people died after a fire broke out at a club in Arpora late tonight. According to the police, the fire broke out around midnight at a club called Birch by Romeo Lane at Baga, one of the most popular beaches in the coastal state. The fire is suspected to have been caused by a cylinder blast around midnight. Several fire tenders were rushed to the spot and rescue operations were underway. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will participate as the chief guest at the launch of the Silver Jubilee Year of Brahma Kumari's Om Shanti Retreat Center in Gurugram today. The event marks the beginning of the year-long celebration of 25 years of spiritual service by the retreat center. During the event, Mr. Radhakrishnan will formally inaugurate the 24th annual day celebrations of the center, marking the start of its Silver Jubilee observance. The inaugural ceremony of the upcoming key meeting of UNESCO on safeguarding of intangible cultural heritage will take place at the Red Fort, the national capital, today. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the event as a chief guest, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said yesterday. He was interacting with reporters ahead of the 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage that will take place from tomorrow to 13th of this month. And in men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the third and final ODI of the 3-match series in Vishakhapatnam last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.